After 5 years of planning and work by volunteers, Rutland's Wonderfeet Children's Museum celebrated its grand opening this weekend. BPR's Nina Keck reports.
21-month-old Alia Daniel pours her father make-believe tea, while 18-month-old Isla LeBate and 3-year-old Jackson Fellows are busy measuring, mixing, and throwing dried beans. Wonderfeet is one of Jackson's favorite places, according to his grandmother, Sharon Henriken.
He's absolutely in love with this place. There's a wall over here with balls, and he just will spend a half hour over there. He loves the farmer's market, and he loves the play table and the kids, and there's just nothing not to like here.
Myra Peffer is Wonderfeet's executive director.
It's a good picture of the community saying, you know, we would really like to have this, and the community answering, okay, let's make it happen.
In 2011, local volunteers, including Peffer, got the ball rolling by offering activities for young kids in an empty storefront on Friday evenings. But the community wanted more. Last October, Peffer was hired as the museum's full-time paid director, and a new 2,400-square-foot space across from the Paramount Theater was completely renovated.
It's been phenomenal, is the only way I can put it. I mean, we made a budget for the year, and we said we'll bring in 4,700 people, just extrapolating what we were doing on Fridays and Saturdays. We've already over 3,000 in just 2 months.
They held a celebratory ribbon cutting this weekend, but Peffer says they actually opened their doors in February.
We said we'll bring in 100 memberships this year. We already have 133. So it's way beyond, I think, what any of us thought it would be.
She says hosting special events like birthday parties and a growing number of grant-supported collaborative projects with the local Boys and Girls Club, area schools, and Rutland Regional Medical Center will help keep them sustainable. While many local businesses have helped get the museum off the ground, she says now the museum can do its part to return the favor.
Thanks for calling Frogs and Lily Pads. This is Patty.
At Frogs and Lily Pads, a children's store just down the street, Patty Starr says the museum is already boosting business.
There's been a lot of people who would just walk by and they go, oh gosh, I did not know there was a toy store in downtown Rutland. So I think bringing the kids and parents down here, that they are going to start realizing that there's a lot more shopping that is available for the public.
And a lot more to do for children and families, she says. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.